Yeah, thanks, Miles. Welcome back to our coverage of the Jewel Donegal International Rally. We're here in Derriaghy, just at the end of the Glen stage on the main road between Terman and Chrysla. And as you know, at the front of the field, it's Keith Cronin, who's a 7.6-second advantage over Manus Kelly, and Sam Moffat a further 7 back in third. But there is some talk that this stage in Glen may not run. Now, it is raining, it is slippy, it is wet. I don't think the conditions have much to do with it. There may be a huge crowd in there and around Glen. There's also talk as well of ESP pole and maybe cables on the stage, but we're waiting to get that all confirmed. There is a hold-up, and it'll be highly disappointing if this stage is not run, because there's a real, real fight at the front. Rory Kennedy, of course, a former multi-winner of the event. Unfortunately, his rally came to an end on Friday, but he's out spectating here for what is a fascinating battle at the front of the field. And Rory, just talking amongst us here as the crews all gather and wait to see what's going to happen. And we all feel that this one has to be run. Is it only fair to the drivers of this run?
Oh, only fair to the drivers this one, surely, Oisín. But ultimately, it's down to a safety issue. And obviously, you can't run the stage if there's an issue with the electric cables down. So, but if that happens, like, it's a very pivotal moment in the rally. It's very important. I think the stage has got to run for Manus's benefit if he's intending to push on to win. Because don't forget, Keith was faster on the Atlantic Drive, and Manus has a 7.6-second lead at the moment. And if that was increased, it would leave an absolute showdown on the last stage. So it's all to play for.
It's all to play for. We're going to wait to see what the officials do. Hopefully they can get the cables run. But if not, this one may be cancelled and they may drive through in a convoy situation. But we'll look at this battle at the front, Rory. And we were talking about it at the start of the day, how big a push there was going to be from all the men at the front. Unfortunately, Seamus Leonard went. But Manus Kelly is on a real pace here now. And all of a sudden, from losing a lot of time yesterday, he's right in the mix here.
Oh, he's right in the mix now, and credit to the full team. They made fantastic. Their strategy worked perfect this morning. They made their decision making and going with the slick tyre over Glen, and then prepared to lose a bit on the Atlantic Drive, and then prepared to make a full gain on Fan. It worked perfectly, and it's brought him up now to the position he's in, 7.6 seconds off the lead. And fair play to the team. It was a very brave decision at the time, and they've got the full benefit for it. Fair play.
Unfortunately, we're just being told that this stage is not going to run due to the issue in there, and it seems to be that it is to do with the power cables in there. So safety is always first and prominent, and unfortunately, officials don't have enough time to get the problem rectified. So, and one way, safety is paramount, but it's going to be disappointed for the drivers now, because they're going to have to come through here without setting the time. How crucial is the tyre choice going to be, what they made from there, Rory, and what has to carry through to the next two?
Well, I think the tyre choice now, Oisín, because of the conditions you can see here, it's been really, really, it's proper wet now. So I think probably all drivers are on a wet tyre now anyway. So really, the taking the chance to go on a slick against a wet is not an option. Everybody's on the same tyre. So you won't find a driver getting a bigger chunk like Manus got maybe on Fannett Head against Cronin's. Cronin's on a wet, Manus is on a slick. So Manus got the gain there. So they're all on the same tyre now, so I wouldn't expect the gain to be as much.
But really, who's going to benefit?
Who's going to benefit? That's a big question. I think Atlantic Drive, you would have to give the benefit to Keith Cronin, but it's going to be all down to the last stage. And I, for one, think it's very hard to call, but we all know who we want to win.
Yeah.
And it'll be fantastic to get an all-Donegal winners. Yesterday we assessed the times of the entire rally. Yesterday we disregarded the time Manus went off, and we've done a comparison with Keith Cronin and Manus. And believe it or not, for the entire day, Keith Cronin won the rally by 2.1 seconds or something.
Yeah.
When you do a comparison, so really here we are today, and it's absolutely fascinating to go on the last couple of stages with this situation.
And we have to weigh it up as well, because Manus is only, this is only second time he's driven a WRC car, and he's at the front of the field taking on a man who's a professional driver, a world class driver, and a lower powered car.
Yeah, well, it just shows the might of Keith Cronin. He's able to come here and do that and mix up with all the top drivers, and he's never done these stages before, Oisín, so don't forget that. Fastest time overall on the Atlantic Drive, which he's never done before. So it shows the quality and the credibility of the driver we're dealing with here. So for Manus to be up there pushing him for the win, and the possibility of the whole thing going down to the grandstand finish, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be very exciting to be in Port Salon to see them off the last stage. So hopefully they all can keep it safe and make it there, and either way, one way or the other, it'll be a great celebration after an epic battle.
Okay, we're off to Atlanta Drive. Thanks for talking to us, Rory Kennedy there. So this stage is not going to happen in Glen, disappointment for the drivers, but again, safety is paramount in there. They've decided to pull the stage, so it's a case of as you were, as they head with two stages to go. Keith Cronin and Mikey Galvin, the Citroen DS3R5, leads by 7.6 seconds from Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett. There's really nothing in it here. It's going to be interesting to see what's going to happen on the drive and that Fannett as well. Sam Moffat and Carl Atkinson, 7.3 adrift in third. Josh Moffat and John Rowan, leading class 5, fourth overall. Eugene Donnelly and Paddy Toner at a big moment in Fannett, but they've got the right tyres on now for the wet. They sit fifth overall. And on the national side of the event, the escorts, of course, battling it out. David Bogie and Enda Sherry lead by 22 from Frank Kelly and Michael Cody. Damien Gallagher and Mac Walsh a further half a minute back, 34.9. They're third overall, and Damien Turish and Donal McElhinney 2.6 adrift in fourth, and Declan Gallagher and James McNulty in the started. They sit fifth overall in the national. So the cars leave the service and are queuing up at the end of Glen. They might come through here in Conway. If not, they will be, of course, redirected to Atlantic Drive, which is the penultimate run. Two stages to go. Wet conditions, it's tricky, it's all high drama. There's only 7.6 seconds in it. The Cronin-Kelly battle is about to resume on one of the big, big stages, the Classics. Atlantic Drive is next.